Aries, March 21 to April 19, in the coming weeks, I urge you to flee from stale and rigid certainty. Rebel against dogmatic attitudes and arrogant opinions. Be skeptical of unequivocal answers to nuanced questions. Instead, dear Aries, give your amused reverence to all that's mysterious and enigmatic. Bask in the glimmer of intriguing paradoxes. Draw inspiration and healing from the fertile unknown. For inspiration, write out this Mary Oliver poem and carry it with you. Let me keep my distance, always, from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company with those who say, look, and laugh in astonishment, and bow their heads. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. A blogger named Shaconia writes, I've cultivated a lifetime of being low maintenance and easygoing, and now I've decided I'm done with it. Demanding me is born today. I'm giving you temporary permission to make a similar declaration, Taurus. The astrological omens suggest that in the coming weeks, you have every right to be a charming, enchanting, and generous version of a demanding person. So I authorize you to be just that. Enjoy yourself as you ask for more of everything. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. The witch Lisa Chamberlain writes about the magical properties of colors. About brown, she says it represents endurance, solidity, grounding, and strength. She adds that it's used in magic to enhance balance, concentration, material gain, home, and companion animals. According to my reading of the astrological omens, the upcoming weeks should be a deeply brown time for you Geminis. To move your imagination in a righteous direction, have fun wearing clothes in shades of brown. Grace your environment with things that have the hues of chestnut, umber, mahogany, sepia, and burnt sienna. Eat and drink caramel, toffee, cinnamon, almonds, coffee, and chocolate. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, Cancerian poet Danusha Lamaries discovered that earthworms have taste buds all over their bodies. Now she loves to imagine she's giving them gifts when she drops bits of apples, beets, avocados, melons, and carrot tops into the compost bin. I'd always thought there's a menial life, eyeless and hidden, almost vulgar. But now that she understands, they bear a pleasure so sublime, she wants to help the worms fulfill their destinies. I mention this, Cancerian, because I suspect you may have comparable turnarounds in the coming weeks. Long-held ideas may need adjustments. Incomplete understandings will be filled in when you learn the rest of the story. You will receive a stream of interesting new information that changes your mind, mostly in enjoyable ways. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, you should never allow yourself to be tamed by others. That advice is always apropos for you Leos, and even more crucial to heed in the coming weeks. You need to cultivate maximum access to the raw, primal sources of your life energy. Your ability to thrive depends on how well you identify and express the beautiful animal within you. Here's my only caveat. If you imagine there may be value in being tamed a little, in harnessing your brilliant beast, do the taming yourself. And assign that task to the part of you that possesses the wildest wisdom. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 2-2. Whenever you are contemplating a major decision, I hope you raise questions like these. 1. Which option shows the most self-respect? 2. Which path would be the best way to honor yourself? 3. Which choice is most likely to help you fulfill the purposes you came to Earth to carry out? 4. Which course of action would enable you to express your best gifts? Are there questions you would add, Virgo? I expect the coming months will require you to generate key decisions at a higher rate than usual, so I hope you will make intensive use of my guiding inquiries, as well as any others you formulate. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2, Libran blogger Anna Sophia Curdell writes, I look back on past versions of myself with such love and tenderness. I want to embrace myself at different parts of my life. I hope you're inspired by her thoughts as you carry out the following actions. 1. Create an altar filled with treasures that symbolize major turning points in your destiny. 2. Forgive yourself for what you imagine to be old errors and ignorance. 3. Summon memories of the persons you were at ages 7, 12, and 17, and write a kind, thoughtful message to each. 4. Literally kiss 7 different photos of your face from earlier in your life. 5. Say, thank you, and, bless you, to the self you were when you succeeded at 2 challenging tests in the past. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. You know more about how karma works than all the other signs. Scorpio-style intelligence typically has a fine intuitive grasp of how today's realities evolved out of the deep patterns and rhythms of the past. But that doesn't mean you perfectly understand how karma works. And in the coming weeks, I urge you to be eager to learn more. Become even savvier about how the law of cause and effect impacts the destinies of you and your allies. Meditate on how the situations you are in now were influenced by actions you took once upon a time. Ruminate on what you could do in the near future to foster good karma and diminish weird karma. Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 21. Kabbalistic writer Simon Jacobson says, like a flame, the soul always reaches upward. The soul's fire wants to defy the confines of life. It cannot tolerate the mediocrity and monotony of sheer materialism. Its passion knows no limits as it craves for the beyond. That sounds both marvelous and hazardous, right? Jacobson concludes, whether the soul's fire will be a constructive or destructive force is dependent on the person's motivation. According to my astrological analysis, your deep motivations are likely to be extra noble and generous in the coming weeks, Sagittarius. So I expect that your soul's fire will be very constructive. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19. In the Spanish language, there's the idiom pensando en la inmortalidad del cangrejo. Its literal translation is thinking about the immortality of the crab. It applies to a person engaged in creative daydreaming, her imagination wandering freely in hopes of rousing innovative solutions to practical dilemmas. Other languages have similar idioms. In Finnish, aistin ja mietin sintejä sivia means wondering about the world's early origins. Polish has mrzitz, o niebieskich migdalek, or dreaming about blue almonds. I encourage you to enjoy an abundance of such explorations in the coming days, Capricorn. You need to fantasize more than usual. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. My Aquarian reader Georgie Lee wrote to tell me what it's like being an Aquarius. I offer it to you because you are potentially at the peak of expressing the qualities she names. She says, accept that you don't really have to understand yourself. Be at peace with how you constantly ramble, swerve, and weave to become more of yourself. Appreciate how each electric shift leads to the next electric shift, always changing who you are forever. Within the churning, ever-yearning current, marvel at how you remain eternal, steady, and solid, yet always evolving, always on a higher ground than before. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. Here's a good way to build your vibrancy. Use your emotional intelligence to avoid swimming against strong currents for extended periods. Please note that swimming against strong currents is fine, even advisable, for brief phases. Doing so boosts your stamina and fosters your trust in your resilience. But mostly, I recommend you swim in the same direction as the currents or swim where the water is calm and currentless. In the coming weeks, I suspect you can enjoy many freestyle excursions as you head in the same direction as vigorous currents. Homework. What's a past action you need to forgive yourself for? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com